Hang on. I was going to do a recording. It is July 22nd. Keep the wind off my microphone here. We're in Victoria. We got to get back on the bus? Oh, okay. Yeah. Victoria, British Columbia. And we're on a city bus tour. It's a double-decker bus, and we're up on the top deck. And one of the sites along the way here is Tolmie Mountain.
Mount Tolmie.
Okay. And so we got a spectacular view out over the city here. You can see the port and the ships. And what else can we see?
The whole city.
The whole city?
Yeah, it just covers.
Yeah, right. Panoramic view of the city here. Yeah. And it's sun's still shining. It's not a bad day, but it's pretty windy. And so we're on this bus and we get up here. And the bus driver, the tour guide and the bus driver are one and the same person?
Yes.
Yeah, so I figured. Okay, so he says, I'm just going to pull ahead here a little bit so you can see a better view. And he says, it's going to be a bit of a bump. Well, it goes over some kind of a median.
It's real little, but it's just too tight.
Yeah, well, it was too high. So he dragged the whole back end of the bus when the rear wheels went off. It just, the whole back, it sounds like, it was just dragging. And all of a sudden, now the bus isn't working. I don't know, something about, there's no air pressure, so I'm wondering if it's the brakes. And he had a call for a repair. And it must be embarrassing. So what was supposed to be just a drive-by camera shooting turns out to be we get off the bus. So that's the silver lining. The storm cloud is, if we don't get back to the ship by 11:30, it's leaving without us. It can't leave without us because we are a ship-organized tour.
It's like this.
It's like this. I'm going to see the... I'm trying to hold this hood over my head to keep the mic.
Here, just kind of separates the right and left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then to the next curve, I'll show you how far. That's the kind of thing he went over.
Yeah.
To this side.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not very far. And that we have a big bus. There's another bus that came through.
Yeah. But it definitely, I mean, I could hear it, even on the second deck. Let's inspect the damage. Doesn't sound like it was the exhaust pipe because it's not making
extra. There's another type of pipe.
Yeah, that's probably
the other way. Looks aluminum.
Pressurized airline for the brakes or something.
You get pushed it up.
Well, I'm glad you discovered the brake problem before we started coming down the mountain. Oops, no brakes. We've got
a closer to the bus, there's a car that wants
to go. Okay, sure. Okay, onto the bus.
Mm. burglary of these. I never seen burglary of these.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah. Ooh, I cannot stand up straight here. You get there? Okay.
I don't know what that is. That.
Yeah. Well, I'll see how long it takes the mechanic to get here.
The exhaust pipe is on the right, and this other piece is on the left.
Yeah.
I'm looking. Didn't bend it off or break it.
Well, here's the rest of the story. We sat on the bus there for another, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes, and another bus pulled up. We got out of our seats and went down to get, you know, onto this other bus, but it already had people on it, and so it couldn't hold everybody that was on our bus. So we wound up having to wait for a second bus, and in the meantime, a repairman came and did some repairs to the bus we were on, and thought it was, you know, roadworthy. So we tried taking off, and there was still something wrong with it. Probably the linkage or something on a transmission, because the engine seemed to rev, but the vehicle just wasn't going anywhere. And so eventually we got on a second bus, but by this time the sun had set, and it just brought us back to the ship. So we only wound up with half the tour we were supposed to have. But they refunded our money, so at least that was a positive thing. Anyway, it was a nice day in Victoria, British Columbia. I wished we'd have gotten to see more, but we only had a short time there in port. I think we only had about 4 hours altogether. A lot of people went out to his botanical garden or something, but yeah, there wasn't much time to do too many things. Okay, I will send this up.